Let's start off with a jackpot question here. What is the latest with the busing situation? You knew I was going to ask about that.
Well, and you should. Well, we've worked really hard to change some of the parameters on busing. One, we have actually hired a call center that's going to work with us to answer parent calls and concerns. We've also unified the phone system where you call one number and there's a menu-driven system, because that was one of our issues last year. We also have worked and met every week with STA, the contracted bus provider, to make sure we have enough bus drivers, because that was the biggest issue last year, was the bus driver shortage. So we've done things much differently with how quickly we sent routes out. We've done things differently on some of the actual where they walk through the routes and have some early rehearsals. So we've done quite a few things different, but on top of the bus issues that we're working through, this is a unique year because we're doing a new student assignment plan. So we kind of really want this to work well. And so we've spent a lot of time and energy, and moms and dads are getting letters right now on bus routes and bus times, pickup and drop-offs. So they'll get those. In fact, should get them today if they've not already gotten them. And we've made phone contacts with parents and sent a lot of information out with student assignment plans. So it's a big deal, and we're all kind of believing everything's going to be much, much better, but we're all concerned and watching closely. And I'm personally going to be out watching routes early in the morning when school starts, and we're hopeful that some of these things that have happened in the past, that all the work we've done to prepare doesn't allow any of that to occur this year.
What is the student assignment plan?
Well, we've been working for over 2 years on realigning student assignment plan to create more efficiency with the busing. Essentially, it created attendance zones that are kind of vertical going east to west, and your choices now and options are within that east to west choice. I mean, that's the quick version of the student assignment plan. And it's one that the board was very active in, and community people have been active in. But at the end of the day, it's more efficient. And at the end of the day, we're saving $6 million in transportation, which we really can use. So that's kind of our hope. It will increase the number of riders per bus, because that was one of our issues, too. We oftentimes had buses with 1, 2, 3, 4 people, which is not efficient, and that was one of the reasons we were trying to create some efficiency for financial reasons.
Now, you did a little test run here at Wilson. How did that go?
It was fantastic. The buses were actually a little bit early. Not only were they on time, they were a little bit early, and no complaints or concerns, and that's what we want everywhere.
So checking in with you on the search for superintendent, what do we know at this point?
Tonight is a board meeting night, and they're going to have an RFP on the board agenda to actually decide if they're ready to release a request for proposal. And I believe they'll probably vote for that. And then hopefully in our next board meeting, they'll do a selection of a search firm. So the RFP will be voted on tonight to release it, selection by the end of August. And then once the firm's selected, they'll start working with the board and community, somewhat similar process we're getting familiar with. We'll have all that information out to the public in September, and I hope and do believe that they can identify finalists by the end of October, November.